KSL News Time, 6:09, Ricky Meese, Triple Team Traffic, an emergency report. Go ahead.
And we still have consistent delays southbound I-15, but they're getting shorter. It's still solid slowdowns between, I'm going to say, about 1800 South all the way to 90th South. Northbound I-15 cleared out from Draper to Midvale. Lingering delays as well westbound on the 21st South Freeway, scattered now in spots between I-15 and 7200 West. Andy Farnsworth?
Don't expect to get anywhere fast if you're going south on 56 West, Bangor Highway or Redwood Road on the west side of the valley, all the way through West Valley, Taylorsville, Kearns, and down into West Jordan. Redwood particularly bad. If you're taking I-215's west belt, the southbound backup gone, including the crash near 21st South. Still seeing a little bit of delay on the east belt, though, right at the mouth of Parley's as you begin to head south. Mark Jackson.
Well, the good news is that the delays have cleared out at the north end, 215 up from I-80. Legacy Parkway looks good. I-15 has improved a bit heading from downtown, but you're still sluggish about 6 north to the north interchange. Much better now through Bountiful, Centerville, Farmington up to Kaysville. Slow go worst of that stretch about Shepherd Lane. Highway 89 is still overflowing up into Fruit Heights as well. Don't miss the Industrial and Construction Trade Show November 8th and 9th at the Southtown Expo Center. See what's new, compare products and services, plus win great prizes, the Industrial and Construction Trade Show. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.